Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a wonderful day today is. Today is the Lord's day. That's always a wonderful day. His word says that he makes each and every day for us and that we should rejoice in it. So today I choose to rejoice in his day, his making. A couple of things I'd like to share with you before we begin. Obviously, I'm going to open with a song. But today's message will be in Psalms 121. So if you have your Bible, turn there. And if you don't, turn your phone onto there or get your Bible. The other thing is that this song this morning is for a very dear friend of mine. It's for all of y'all. But Betty, this is to remind you, God is right there in the middle of all of this, holding you, protecting you, keeping you, Mama, and the family. The other thing is, if you've been on the Facebook, you've seen that today is Coco Bean's 13th birthday. And so we're happy about that. And one other birthday, I know many of you have birthdays, but I don't know them all. And the other one is my sister-in-law. Happy birthday, Jan. God bless you. The song that I'm going to open with is a Ray Bolt song, and it's called The Anchor Holds. But before we open, we're going to open in prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are present. You are keeping us. The anchor in you does hold. And Lord, we pray that everything we do this morning bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Touch all those that may be afflicted with this COVID virus, bring healing to their bodies. Be with the pastors across the land, across the world that are ministering the gospel this day. We bless your name. Amen and amen.
I have fallen.
that's where God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen no matter what storm that ship is sailing in. So I said the message is out of Psalms 121 today. This has been the anchor scripture for our church as we have faced this COVID-19 pandemic like the rest of the world. On March 15th, when we had our very last service person-to-person here at Northwest, the Lord gave me this scripture and said, hold to it. Hang on to it. No matter what you see, no matter what happens, cling to the word. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are clinging to the word because the word will never fail you. The word will never let you down. And the other thing about the world is the word, it does not change based on the circumstances that it's revealed in. So let's read this together. This morning, I lift mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. Notice, all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Isn't that a good word? We could stop right now and say, we have heard the word. Because in this, it's a message to keep our eyes upward. That's the safe place for them to be. Because if you look around, you can be discouraged. If you let your ear fill with all of the disaster and the fear and the chaos, you can become fearful and chaotic. As what you have heard. And the psalmist is saying, I lift mine eye up. A hill is not a flat place. He didn't say, I look to the desert. He didn't say, I look to the low place. He said, I look to the hill. And that means my eye has to be directed upward to look toward the Lord. My encouragement to you as we continue on in this time of great change across the world, that you keep your eye upward. Our God has promised to never fail us. He's promised to watch over us. And in fact, in this passage of scripture, it says that he who watches Israel never sleeps and never slumbers. I don't know about you, but if you've ever called a customer service line and you've sat on hold forever and you're like, are they alive? Are they awake? Are they there? Are they ever going to answer me? Our God is in no way like that. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He never puts you on hold for forever to not answer. He does answer. He is present. Well, I want to talk a little bit this morning. I want you to think with me about this term, anchor. What is the function of an anchor? What does an anchor do? Boats have to have them. When we were growing up, my dad had boats, and we would go fishing, and every one of our boats, no matter how small or even the little bit bigger ones, they all had anchors. Why do we need anchors on boats? Why do we need anchors in our life? The sole function of an anchor is to keep that boat from going adrift or awry, if you will. It keeps it placed where you put it. Think about that for a second in the spiritual realm. He's our anchor. He keeps us placed no matter what wave assails us. I remember once fishing out in the bay, in the Gulf of Texas. We went too far for our little boats. And those waves were rocking up over that boat. And we were wondering, are we going to be safe? Is everything going to be okay? Because this squall came up out of the blue. And the guys anchored us to buoys that were out there. They put our anchors on a buoy they found out in the Gulf. And that anchor held us in that storm. I remembered that this morning as we were driving into church. I remembered that fishing trip. And the fact that if we hadn't had that anchor to hold us in that storm, our little old boats probably would have been swamped. But the anchor keeps the ship steady. It keeps it in place. Without an anchor, the boat would be adrift. The boat would be at risk for being drug out into places it wasn't designed to go, wouldn't it? Well, the Lord is our anchor. He keeps us steady. He keeps us in place with Him. It's very easy in the course of chaos, in the course of stress and distress, to forget to keep anchored in the Lord, to keep our eye up, to stay steady in Him. You have a choice. You can choose to hang on to the truth of His Word. And His Word says in Psalms 121, the Lord, Yahweh, God Almighty, watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. And you're not going to be harmed by the sun or the moon. He's covering us. He's keeping us. Believers, family, friends who are watching, He is your shade. He's your keeper. He's watching over you. But you have to make your mind up to cast your anchor into Him. You see, I can have that anchor. I can have that anchor in my little boat when I'm off fishing. And I could wish that my boat would stay in place. But if I don't throw that anchor out and hook that boat down, it's just going to keep drifting. The same is true for us spiritually. If we don't anchor our lives in Him and the truth of who He is and the truth of His Word and the promise of His Scripture, then yes, we become fearful. Yes, we are affected emotionally and spiritually by all that's around us. But He gives us a promise. If you drop on down to the 7th verse, look what He promises us in Psalms 121, 7. The Lord will keep you from all harm. That includes COVID-19. That includes the uncertainty of jobs. So many people have lost jobs or are furloughed or have had to be cut back. He's watching over you. He will keep us from all harm. He watches over our life. And do you know it doesn't just mean one area of your life? When He says He watches over your life, He means the entirety of your life. He sees you where you are. You can cry out to Him. You can call out to Him and express your concern and needs, even fears, to Him. He's watching over you and all your life, not just your Sunday, Wednesday life, not just your one little component of life. He's watching over it in its entirety. The Lord keeps us, doesn't He? He watches over us. My encouragement in this time is what it's been from the very beginning. Keep your eye upward. Meditate. Not like, meditate. think on the Word of God. Consider the truths of the Word. And you may go, Pastor Kathy, I don't know where to even look in the Word. Well, go to the Psalms. How about that? Go to the Psalms. They're beautiful. Those are songs. Go to the Psalms. And go to Psalms 23. Go to Psalms 91. Psalms 93 and Psalms 121. You want some Psalms to anchor to? Get in those. Read them. Hang on to them. Inscribe them on your heart. I'm going to begin the Gospels again. I've decided I want to look again at Jesus' ministry in life. So, hey, you want to do that? Join me tomorrow. I'm going to be reading the Gospels starting tomorrow, beginning at Matthew 1, to look at Jesus' ministry and his life. But back to the anchor. I can have all the tools, and he's given them to us. Prayer, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. But if I don't lift these tools up, if I don't apply them in my life, then they're just tools on a shelf, a nightstand, a bookshelf, and they're not in use. For them to be effective, for them to do what God designed them to do, we must put them into action. And you may be thinking, okay, well, you've told me about where to start reading, but how do I meditate on the Lord? How do I think about the Lord? It's really not that difficult. It's just talk to him. You do not have to know a repetition of 1,000 different words of the these and the thous and, oh Lord, and dear God this. And there's not even a position that we have to get in to talk to the Lord. You know, David is one of my favorite psalmists and was a great king of Israel. He had his problems, but he was a great king of Israel. And David learned young, as a young shepherd boy, to sing and worship and just talk to the Lord as he watched his sheep. So how do you meditate on the Lord? How do you visit with the Lord? You just talk to him. I promise you something. There is nothing too small, nothing too insignificant to talk to the Lord about. He cares about, and he already said it, he watches over our life. There's nothing in your life. There's no circumstance, no situation that he's not concerned about. So we see that we can begin by reading in the Psalms, meditating in the Psalms. We see that we can begin by talking to him and just sharing your life with him. You know, if you're on my Facebook, you see I've been gardening. And I have enjoyed that because I've watched life come from the ground that I planted. I've watched vegetables come up and things come up. But as I've been out there, I've also been talking to the Lord. I've been praying over my garden, but I've been talking to the Lord in that time of gardening. And you know what I talked to him about? I've said, Lord, in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created. And as I've watched my little garden come up, I've thanked God that he created the beginnings of all of that. You see how easy it is to talk to him? And you know, he's not going, oh my God, there she goes. She's talking about a garden again, or she's talking about birds again, or she's asking me to help her find things in HEB again. That's not God. You go, you seem very sure of that. Well, you know why I'm very sure of it? Because the Lord God we serve says that we are so precious to him, we are so valuable to him, that he counted and numbers the hairs on our head. You think that's a God that doesn't care about all the things your life is involved in? And he goes even further in Scripture and says that he collects our tears in vials and he labels them. That's a God who's concerned about you. And one more. For those that have relationship with him, Scripture tells us that we are graven or engraved, or I like to say in our current language, we're tattooed. We are tattooed in the palm of God's hands. Now, does that in any way sound to you like a God who's not concerned about you, who doesn't care about everything that's happening? I'm not saying by any fashion or form that we should not be concerned, that it is not besetting to all of us. I miss hugging my people. I miss singing together. I miss being with the family of God, person to person. But I'm thankful for the family of God. And thankful for the techniques that we can stay in touch with. But I can say that to the Lord. I can say, Lord, I miss my people. And He will fill us with peace and comfort us in those times. He knows when we're unsettled. This has been an amazingly interesting week of meetings. Pastors across Texas have met with the lieutenant governor and the governor and our district presbytery. And so we've had pastors from across Texas, pastors in our districts, pastors in San Antonio. And so it's been meeting after meeting about relaunching our person-to-person gatherings. And it's at times been daunting. But God has sustained and kept even in all of that. And I will tell you, there is a plan in place, and we will be coming back. Our target date is May 31st to return at Northwest Assembly in fellowship, person to person, contingent on what happens. But I can tell you this, whether we get to join each other May 31st or at some point later, God's still God. He's still with us. We will still fellowship as the family of God. We will still cling to this word. Cling to the word of God. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate Mother's Day. And I got to tell you, Mother's Day is very emotional for me because my mom is now in heaven 3 years, and I know she celebrates, and I'm thankful for that. But it's still, it's a delicate day because, you know, we want moms with us. But what I want to tell you about my mother is this. She taught Mike and I to not only read the word, but to apply the word in our lives. And I saw in her life a woman who clung to the word of God, clung to its promises, and when trouble or trial came her way, she spoke the truth of the word. I encourage you, hang on to the word of God. Read the Psalms. Get in there. Pick a few Psalms out. Again, I'm going to tell you, Psalms 91, Psalms 93, Psalms 121, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, the most commonly known psalm. In all of the Psalms, get in them and see the songs of ascent that the writers ascribe to God and talk to Him. Spend time talking to the Lord. Don't be embarrassed if you feel fearful or overwhelmed or sad or taken back by all of this. Talk to Him about that. You know what happens when you do that? Is when you finish those times, many times you feel a peace that overcomes you and you feel strengthened and encouraged. Pray for our pastors in the world, not just San Antonio. Pray for the pastors across the world that are making decisions and trying to safely protect their sheep and continue to minister the gospel. Lift them up. Pray for them. Pray for your church families. Pray for each and every one of them that God be with them. You see, here's the final truth. Excuse me. When we feel overwhelmed, we need to look up. Look up. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Look up. Cling to Him. The anchor of the truth of the Word of God will hold you. The anchor of the presence and the Spirit of God in your life will keep you from being adrift and overwhelmed by the seas and the storms of life. Cling to Him. Hang on to the truth of who He is and how He operates. He will never fail you. He will never leave you. He says He will watch over and keep you. His word says in Psalms 21, from all harm, He's watching over you. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for the privilege that we have of being able to communicate across the world with Your gospel. Thank You, Father, for Your truth in your word, the anchor of the word that we can hang on to. I pray if there's a listener this day that has felt adrift in all of this, that they will be encouraged to cast their care upon you and to cast their faith and attention toward you. Let them get in the word and begin to just speak the truth of that word. Send those that would minister to them via the phone, text, or email to minister to them. Help us, Lord, to remember that the church is not this building. We are the church. Help us be light to all that we encounter. In Jesus' name, amen. A few announcements before we close.